Marissa Mayer, page 104.
Hello, I'm Jenna Davis, today on Women Who Changed the World. Though she could be mistaken for a Hollywood actress with her blonde hair, blue eyes, and always stunning outfits, and has actually appeared on the cover of Vogue magazine, Marissa Mayer is, in fact, one of the most renowned females in the unglamorous field of computer engineering. You may not know her name, but you probably know most of the features and products she has launched at Google. The attractive and easy-to-use search interface, Google Maps, Google Earth, Gmail, and so many others. Today, she works for another very famous high-tech company, Yahoo. Her childhood was quite ordinary. She grew up in a middle-class neighborhood with a brother and a golden retriever. As a little kid, she was hyperactive. She took piano lessons, played volleyball and basketball, and had swimming and skiing lessons. She also took ballet, dancing as much as 35 hours a week during middle school and in high school. In high school, Mayer was also on the curling team. She was both a cheerleader and on the debate team. In 1993, Mayer applied to and was accepted into 10 universities, including Harvard, Yale, Duke, and Northwestern. To decide which one she should go to, Mayer created a spreadsheet, weighing the pros and cons for each. She picked Stanford. She started pre-medical school to become a brain surgeon. But she quit after a year because she was fed up with learning things by heart. She then turned to computer science studies, as she liked solving math problems. She soon became first of her class, and when she graduated, she received no less than 20 job offers. Young, rich, powerful, and brilliant, Marissa is a role model for many women. But not everyone appreciates her. People working with her say they hate her for being a perfectionist, obsessed with detail, and stubborn. But these flaws have made her one of the most successful female computer scientists in the first decade of the century. For 4 years running, Fortune has named her one of the 50 most powerful women in business, including when, at age 33, she was the youngest woman ever included on the list. This is still only the beginning of her career. We'll see what the future has in store for Marissa. Next week, we'll talk about another woman who changed the world, Michelle Obama.